Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We're a big supporter of the SIM organisation, Serving in Mission, here on Open House. It's made up of 1,600 missionaries who work and serve in more than 60 countries around the world. They reach the so far unreached. They bring hope through a Christian faith that's grounded in the two G's, the gospel and good works. Tonight we have a very special guest on Open House, Dr. Joshua Bokenjoko, who's just been appointed as the new International Director of SIM. And he's a trailblazer, the first African to hold the job. Joshua, in fact, hails from the very place in Lagos, Nigeria, where SIM's founders began their work 120 years ago. Right now, he's in Australia with a great vision, a great passion and purpose for the future of SIM. Dr. Joshua Bokenjoko, welcome to Open House.
Thank you very much.
It's great to meet you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your appointment. Are you surprised in a way that it's taken this long for an African to get to this job?
Probably not. I'm not surprised because the gospel has continued to grow in Africa and Africans have continued to respond to the gospel, but we have been late coming to mission. And so mission is a more recent thing for Africans.
Because the reality has always been mostly people coming from the West as missionaries.
Absolutely.
To mission Africa.
Yes.
But you're doing it now.
Yes. Many in Africa think in terms of receiving missionaries rather than sending missionaries. But over the last couple of years, Africans have begun to respond. As the church has grown and matured, we have recognized that the Great Commission is not for just a section of the church. It's for the whole church. That includes the churches in Africa, not just the churches in the West. So African churches are responding to the gospel, they are responding to the Great Commission because the Great Commission is for them as well.
They're responding in huge numbers and huge growth, certainly compared with the West. Why do you think, in a way, that whole process of mission has been reversed, that it's the West that's shrinking, Africa's booming?
Well, first of all, Africans are very spiritual people. We are very spiritually sensitive. Trying to convince Africans that God exists is really a waste of time. Africans believe in God. And so the context of Africa is one in which spiritual response is something of a natural thing for us. The problem has been that Africans have sought to seek God through other means, other than through the one person, the one who came and died for them, which is Christ Jesus. The response of Africans to the gospel is fairly natural, but also I believe it's because God is at work in them by His Holy Spirit, inviting, changing hearts, and turning people to Himself.
As I said, it's very significant that you came from the very place where SIM began its work some 120 years ago. How did it start? Paint us a picture of the beginning of SIM.
Well, the beginning of SIM was rough. The first SIM missionaries, the first three, arrived in Nigeria on December 4th, 1893. It wasn't an easy start because they wanted to go where no one else was going. They wanted to go into the interior where the gospel was not present. There was no gospel witness at all in what was called the Sudan, which is the black part of Africa, particularly the middle part. There were missionaries on the coast, but there were none in the interior. And it's just because it was too difficult and too dangerous in terms of diseases and so on. But these three young men that came really wanted to reach that part. They had a burden for those who were living and dying without the gospel. Well, within about 1.5 years, actually, in less than 1.5 years, two of them were dead. And the only one that was remaining was evacuated back to Canada, sick. But he did not give up. After he recovered from his illness, a new group was recruited. They went to Nigeria. They did not succeed. Another group went. And it was said that within the first 7 years of SIM in Nigeria, there were more missionary graves than there were converts. But they did not give up. And it was that tenacity, that commitment, that sense that God is at work, whether we are seeing the success or not. It was that persistence that eventually led to the first conversions, the first people that came to the Lord in 1902, and the first gathering of the church around 1910. So it took many, many years before the first success.
So that's about 30 years.
Yes.
It's a lot of trust in God.
It was a lot of trust in God, absolutely. If you look at it in human terms, if people were to look at the three young men who went out, one of them was only 22 years old. That was Bingham. One was 23 years old. The other one was 25 years old. They were very young people. Two of them lost their lives within a couple of months. In human terms, you consider that a waste. You would think they had lost a good life that they could have been living. But God turned the story around. And today, because of their obedience, because they chose to go in spite of all the difficulties, today in Nigeria, the church they planted has worshippers of about 6 million.
Wow.
Now, you talk of success.
Yes.
That is a clear example. Out of that church, there are over 2,400 missionaries who are serving in all parts of Nigeria and beyond. That same church where these people died trying to plant the church is now sending missionaries around the world, and it's the very church from which I came.
I'm sure you'd love them to know how that's
Absolutely.
Turned out.
Yes. Absolutely.
Joshua, you have degrees in pharmacology and medicine, as well as a Master of Arts in Leadership and Management. Why do you go to the mission field instead of doing other things for which you've been trained?
I believe that every gift and skill that I have received is a gift from the Lord. Learning pharmacology, getting my degree in medicine, doing my residency in family medicine or what you call general medicine here, it's all skills that came from the Lord. As the Bible says, what have I that I did not receive? Leadership is a gift from the Lord. It's a skill from the Lord. When I sensed God's call to mission, and it was very clear in my heart that God was calling me to mission, I resisted. I didn't want to be a missionary. I wanted to go out there and make money. You know, I wanted to go out there and live the good life. I wanted to live what I have described as the normal Christian life. Just go to church, you know, enjoy the fellowship, and just, you know, enjoy life like others, marry, have children, live life like everyone else. But I recognized that somebody paid the price for me to hear the gospel. Not only did Jesus came and died and rose again so that I can be saved, but he sent people who laid down their own life so that I could hear that good news. Nothing was too big to give up so that others could hear that good news as well. And it's that motivation that there are people who are living and dying without hearing the gospel clearly explained to them. That was the motivation. And I recognized that medicine, pharmacology, leadership and management, those were gifts that God has given to me through which I could share this good news.
You've had to move to the United States to head up SIM. Was it a daunting prospect being the first African to head up this organization?
Absolutely.
I bet.
There's no question about that. Yes, it was. But SIM is an amazing organization. It's a very diverse organization. Started out as a Western organization, but clearly from the beginning aimed at being international and interdenominational. And for that reason, it's easy to become a part of SIM no matter which part of the world you come from. Currently, SIM missionaries are from over 50 different countries. And when you're in an organization like that, you feel at home wherever you may be coming from. So for me and my family, my wife and children, we feel very at home in SIM. So even though the move was daunting, but the organization itself was amazing to work with.
It's a big job to keep it all together.
Yes. Keeping it together is just trusting the Lord. It's really a walk of faith. That's the way I have described it. It's a day-to-day trust in the living God, knowing that he is the one who has called. He is the one who will accomplish it. Mine is to listen and to walk with the Lord based on the truth that he has already revealed, but also the fact that he has given us the Holy Spirit to empower us and to equip us for each day. And so long as I'm listening to the Lord and listening to his people, he has surrounded me with wonderful leaders who also brings their gift to the table. As long as we listen to one another and listen to the Lord and live by his truth, each day we can trust him.
Joshua, I often ask people in your kind of position to relate to us the story of one person or perhaps one community that the work of SIM has touched, to paint us a picture of the difference it makes.
Well, I guess I could just tell you about myself.
Yes.
Let me use the story of my village. SIM's ministry touched my village in an amazing way. I come from a very small village in southwest Nigeria. And when the ministry of SIM began to touch my village through one of the missionaries that many SIM people we know, and when the gospel reached my village, people did not want the gospel. So some people responded, some others didn't. Eventually, because of the gospel, that village divided into two. A group that wanted to follow the Lord, who wanted to respond to the gospel, moved to the valley below. We were living on a hill. They moved into the valley. They established a new town there. And they are still there till today. The people on my side, where my parents belong, resisted the gospel. They did not want the gospel. So they moved also away, but farther up the hill from the other group. But eventually, the gospel never left them. This same gospel eventually came to my village. And through that gospel, many in my village today are Christians. In fact, I think more than 50% of my village are Christian. Through that, education came to my village. And the school in my village is an Equa school established through the influence of the church. Through that, a number of people that are now in leadership, in government, with a good job and all that, they came out of the school that came to my village through the influence of the gospel. So in terms of education, transformation, the gospel has been transformational in the context from which I came.
What a good work. Yeah. Joshua Bakanjoko, it's a great honour to meet you.
Thank you.
Again, congratulations on your appointment as International Director of SIM. And we'll put SIM's website, the link there, up on our Open House Community Facebook page. Wish you well. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.